From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace, today's topic is gathering plant seeds. More than 10 years ago, I visited a large population of Henderson's checker mallow on Baker's Bay when seeds were ripe. As I collected seeds, rubbing flower spikes to release seeds into a bag, there were many invertebrates to avoid and help out of the bag. Spiders, wasps, and flies were common, along with more than 5 species of true bugs, large, flattish round bugs in shades of browns, greens, and yellows that eat plant seeds. Fast forward more than a decade, and this July, North Coast Land Conservancy hosted a July Insect Appreciation Project on iNaturalist, with a defined area from Leadbetter Point south to near Lincoln City. This is a site where nature enthusiasts can post images or sound files of species, along with what species they think each entry is. Others participate by confirming or identifying these observations. It's like an MMORPG for nerds, minus the R, because, hello, we are not playing nerds, we are nerds. How did we do for the month of July? 16 participants posted more than 1,500 observations, and by month end, about half were identified to species. There were few seed-eating bugs in the group for a simple reason. Most seeds were not ripe yet. No ripe seeds yet, no food for bugs, so no bugs. This August, I went out to look for seed-eating bugs and found several. Most were on edible thistles, which were just ripening their dark plum seeds. A few seed heads had not been cleaned off by American goldfishes, and yes, where there were ripening seeds, there were also seed-eating bugs noshing on fresh thistle seeds. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge.